All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my update for Sunday, January 24th. This morning, Chuck Schumer held a press conference. There is a link to the full press conference in the description below, but I will just go over the highlights for you here. In this press conference, Schumer described the Senate's three priorities for the next 3 weeks. Number one, the trial of Donald Trump. Number two, bold, strong COVID relief. And by COVID relief, Schumer means Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus proposal. And number three, approving the president's cabinet and other nominees. Schumer said the Senate must advance all three of these items in the next few weeks and that the stakes are too high to delay any of them. In terms of impeachment, Schumer said that the House managers will come to read the articles of impeachment or the article of impeachment at 7 p.m. tomorrow, Monday, then on the 26th. Tuesday, members will be sworn in to sit for the trial, members, of course, being members of Congress. And then after that, both the House managers and the president's defense will have time to draft their legal briefs. During that period, the Senate is able to do two other things, according to Schumer, before the impeachment trial begins the following week. Those two big things, of course, are to approve a number of the president's key appointments, including his cabinet nominees, and to advance the COVID relief bill in a bold and strong way. Schumer kept using that phrase, those words, bold and strong. In terms of that COVID relief, Schumer pinpointed on the vaccine distribution, state and local funding, transit, unemployment, and $1,400 stimulus payment attributes of Biden's plan. Schumer reiterated that Biden's proposal is $2,000 per person. Schumer said $2,000 per person, $4,000 per couple, $8,000 for a family of four. Of course, these amounts are reduced by any $600 payment received per person after the latest stimulus legislation was passed. Schumer said he hopes the Republicans will see the need to work with Democrats here, but there are other means that Democrats can use, including reconciliation, to get what they want. In terms of Biden's cabinet, Schumer said that Janet Yellen is scheduled to be confirmed tomorrow night. But going back to stimulus and the perennial issue of the Republicans, a reporter asked Schumer a very good question at the end of the press conference. Here's the clip.
Majority. That's it. Next.
Thank you, Majority. Will President Joe Biden revise his COVID-19 relief plan monetary-wise to attempt to work with Republicans on cost concerns? And also, the Trump alleged plot to remove the Attorney General, you called for an investigation. So I wanted to ask you, if you may, comment on the status of that investigation.
Yes. Okay. Two things. First, the number one need for America is for bold, strong relief. We have the greatest economic crisis we've had in 75 years since the Great Depression. We've had the greatest healthcare crisis in 100 years since the Spanish pandemic flu wreaked havoc across the globe 100 years ago, a century ago. And so we need a big, bold plan. We hope the Republicans will join us in that. Now, some of the remarks from some of the Republican leaders has not been very positive. But there's a meeting today at the White House, and I am hopeful that Republicans will see the need. But if they don't, there are tools we can use to move forward on our own, and we will, because the number one goal is a bold package that meets the needs of the American people. Back in 2008, our era was whittled down, and the recovery took a decade. We cannot go through that again.
So Schumer didn't really say the Democrats would be willing to go down on the current stimulus plan, the $1.9 trillion plan that Biden has put forth. Schumer didn't say they'd be willing to do that. Instead, Schumer said we need that big stimulus and that he hopes Republicans will join in on this big stimulus, but said that the Democrats have tools, such as the reconciliation process, to get things done without them. Could he also have in mind with doing away with the legislative filibuster? Certainly, Democrats have not left that off the table. And in fact, Dick Durbin, the number two Senate Democrat, was on Meet the Press this morning. And he said that Democrats will not give into Mitch McConnell's demand to protect the legislative filibuster, which is really one of the only tools Republicans have left in the Senate. Of course, doing away with legislative filibuster would be a long shot, especially since Democratic Senator Joe Manchin said he would be opposed to doing that. All right, everybody, that is my update for today. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.